USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Miami is ready for President Trump's arraignment at the federal courthouse tomorrow. Mayor Suarez assures that the city can handle large crowds with sufficient law enforcement and fire rescue personnel. The police chief has confirmed that no credible threats exist at the present time. The Biden administration initially denied news reports about a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba, but now defends their decision, citing sensitivity of the information. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby stated limitations on disclosure of the operation and U.S. counterintelligence operations.
The sensitive nature of this information is such that we just simply couldn't go into more detail.
White House officials have now confirmed China's long-standing intelligence collection facility in Cuba, which was upgraded in 2019. Federal student loan payments, which were paused during the pandemic, will resume in October, according to the Department of Education. That pause began in March 2020, and the Biden administration had previously stated it would end either 60 days after June 30th or 60 days after the Supreme Court's ruling on the student loan forgiveness program. The department clarified that student loan interest will resume on September 1st. First, and payments will be due starting in October. Today, the White House is remembering the 7th anniversary of the deadly Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida.
49 people, predominantly Latino members of the LGBTQI plus community, lost their lives in a senseless act of gun violence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated President Biden's dedication to combating the U.S. gun violence epidemic and urged Congress to take action on gun reforms. There is growing optimism among Americans that inflation is decreasing. According to the most recent survey of consumer expectations by the New York Federal Reserve, the outlook for inflation reached a two-year low in May. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Artificial intelligence researchers are experiencing mental and emotional health risks, according to the American Psychological Association. Working with AI leads to social disconnection and increased likelihood of insomnia and alcoholism. Researchers emphasize the need for managers to address employee loneliness and exercise caution regarding excessive AI integration into the workplace. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing for the U.S. to increase the number of firefighters fighting wildfires in Canada. Currently, there are 300 U.S. firefighters engaged in combating the intense blazes in Quebec. Senator Schumer emphasizes that the situation has been so severe that New Yorkers have experienced an overwhelming sense of being surrounded by smoke. George Soros is handing over his empire to his second youngest son.
George Soros is one of the largest donors to Democrat and progressive candidates and causes. At 92 years old, he's turned his $25 billion fortune over to his son, Alex. The 37-year-old telling the Wall Street Journal he is more political than his dad, but that the two think alike. Alex Soros telling the newspaper he plans on using the money to continue backing left-leaning U.S. politicians. I'm Laura Winters.
California has concluded its driest three-year period on record, marking a historic drought that impacted the state. In July 2021, Governor Newsom urged Californians to voluntarily decrease water usage by 15%. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.